From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The European Union calls for an end to fighting in Ukraine. The EU says the fighting in eastern Ukraine represents the most serious breach of February's ceasefire so far. An EU spokeswoman says the most recent fighting is likely to create what she called a new spiral of violence and suffering. Top American defense officials and diplomats will gather Friday in Stuttgart, Germany. They will discuss how to counter Russian military actions in Ukraine. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter will meet with generals, ambassadors, and other leaders behind closed doors at the headquarters of the U.S. European Command. Ghana's president says the death toll from a gas station explosion in the capital and widespread flooding has increased to 150 people. President John Mahama told journalists Thursday evening that the country will observe 3 days of mourning for the victims and that the government will allocate about $12 million for relief operations and to repair damaged infrastructure. Reports from the scene say the explosion and resulting fire took place at a gas station and spread to nearby buildings in central Accra. Rescuers in central China have recovered dozens of bodies from a sunken passenger ship that capsized Monday in the Yangtze River. The official Xinhua news agency says 39 bodies were found after authorities cut through the hull of the upturned cruise ship, bringing the death toll to 65. Only 14 people have been rescued since the ship went down in severe weather. Nearly 400 passengers, many of them elderly, remain missing. This is VOA News. The White House says U.S. President Barack Obama will meet with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi in Germany next week on the sidelines of a Group of Seven summit. Meanwhile, the United Nations appealed to the international community Thursday for $500 million to maintain its humanitarian operations in Iraq. Outgoing FIFA President Sepp Blatter held talks Thursday with the head of the organization's Compliance and Audit Committee on reforming football's governing body. In a statement Thursday, Blatter said he had a constructive meeting with Domenico Scala to establish a framework for action and a timetable. He said he wants a comprehensive reform program and is aware that only FIFA's Congress can pass such reforms. An Egyptian court has ordered a third and final trial for former President Hosni Mubarak on charges stemming from the killing of protesters during the 2011 uprising that forced his resignation. Heather Murdoch reports.
Mubarak will face his final trial, beginning in November. Prior to this announcement, former President Mubarak was expected to be freed any day, having already served his 3-year sentence on corruption charges. Meanwhile, the Muslim Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi, Mubarak's successor and fellow ousted president, is possibly facing the death penalty after he was convicted of conspiring to kill protesters. Thousands of other jailed Muslim Brotherhood supporters face harsh sentences, often after being tried in large groups. Heather Murdoch, Cairo.
The latest candidate to throw his hat into the ring for the Republican presidential nomination in the U.S. is former Governor Rick Perry of Texas. He formally announced his bid Thursday in Dallas.
We have the power to make things new again, to project America's strength again, and to get our economy going again.
Meanwhile, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush sent out a tweet saying he will formally enter the race on June 15th. Pakistan's president says Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has responded warmly to Pakistani overtures. Ayaz Ghul takes a look.
Pakistan President Mamnoon Hussain says Pakistan is a peaceful nation and it desires friendly relations with international community, particularly with its neighbors. Addressing lawmakers to begin the parliamentary year, he said Pakistan's sincerity to forge close ties has resulted in the opening of a new chapter in bilateral relations with Afghanistan's new government. The president added, "We are pleased to note that Mr. Ashraf Ghani and the new Afghan leadership have warmly reciprocated to Pakistan's sincere initiative." Ayaz Gul, Islamabad.
On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.